Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode
14.
And
Demons Curse by something Egan.
Alexa Egan. Yeah, that's the book we're doing. Hi, I'm Delaney. This is Mariah. Doing everything in perfect order. Yeah, so both of us hated this book. Sorry, maybe I shouldn't have opened with that.
No, it's good because this is what we're hoping for, that this is going to be one of our best podcasts yet, because it's ripe with content that we're about to mock.
I picked this book up from a thrift store and there was like a sexy man on the cover and I read something. It was called Demon's Curse. I was like, it's gotta be crazy. And it was kind of crazy, but
not in an entertaining way. No. My two comments that, like, this is the way you know I don't like a book. Two things that I've discovered. And this doesn't happen. Like, we've read some bad books throughout this. This has never happened. The first, I couldn't get through, like, three pages without falling asleep for the first half. I'd fall asleep, and I'm like, wake up, like, ah, dang it. And then read, like, a couple more, and then I'd be asleep again. And my roommate literally said, oh, you're reading the book. It's nap time. Like, no, it's not nap time. I just can't
it's
help
book
it.
Time.
And then it took me probably 5 weeks to read this thing. And you guys have heard me say, oh yeah, I started this book yesterday and finished it for the podcast today.
Yeah, Mariah reads really fast. It was such a struggle for me too. And then I kept reading it and I was like, do I give up? Do I keep going? Like, I was like, I hate it. I don't want to force Mariah to read it, but at the same time, I'm like halfway through. I might as well finish.
It was a struggle.
Yeah.
It was a struggle, but we're going to tell you all about it. And then,
then you can struggle with us.
Yes. All right. So I'm going to do a quick plot.
Yeah.
Okay. Our two main characters in Demon's Curse are Bianca, who is an actress. They're in London, right?
Yeah.
Forgive us for lack of details on this one.
No, yeah, I have London.
All right. Word. And Mac, who is a soldier, some kind of guy in the army, and also a shapeshifter.
Yeah.
And so basically a lot happens. I'm just going to say he's a shapeshifter. Someone's trying to murder him. She gets, like, enwrapped in the plot of the story as the two of them fall in love and try to stop the murder. And also, he's been banned from the shapeshifting community.
Yeah, that's just, yeah. So, the other thing about this is I think it's part of a series where, like...
There is.
Yeah, where
I will never read the other books. I also don't care what happens in the other books.
So, there's four guys, and they're all friends. And so, one of them is... should we spoil it now? One of them's a panther, one of them's a lynx, one of them's an eagle, and the other one's a wolf.
I didn't know that. Okay. I only knew the panther.
The panther is the guy. Yeah. So the book opens and there's like this bloodbath scene, and Adam, who is the lynx, has killed some people.
Lots of people.
And they're like, oh no, you killed them. And then they talk about there's fey bloods.
The amount of having words that we needed to now know, why couldn't they have just called them witches? The Feybloods were basically just magic people. But don't call them witches. They need a new name, the Feybloods.
Yeah, so they were magic people. And they're the enemies of the Imnada, which are the shapeshifters. And so this dying Feyblood, he like... puts this curse on them so that they forcefully shapeshift at night. They become the thing at night.
Yes. Where normally, if you're a shapeshifter, you can just shapeshift at will.
Yes. And then flash forward.
To where we are.
Now we're in London with Bianca.
Yeah.
So she was friends with Adam, who has just been murdered. She's, like, at his funeral. Okay. So then the other guy's names. Do we need... They come up later.
They come up later, and it's important, because later they come up, and I was like, who are you?
I know, because I'm sure you skimmed all of this.
They were starting, I was like, who is he talking to? So bad. Okay, what are their names?
So,
I know their last names.
Mac Flannery is our main character. He's the panther.
Yes.
Adam was the lynx. He's dead. There's this guy, Gray DeCourcy.
DeCourcy is who I knew.
And I think he's the wolf?
I don't know.
Okay. And David St. Ledger is like, he's the sassy one. And I'm thinking he's the eagle.
Okay.
Gray seems like he would be the wolf, right?
Sure.
His name's Gray.
Okay.
Okay. I don't... Maybe at some point I've written it down.
And you'll find out. I didn't write it down. I didn't care.
So they were tight buddies in the military and roaming around. Were they exiled because of the curse?
They were exiled because of the curse. They went to the military without exile.
Okay. So they were hanging out in the military. Adam kills a bunch of people and they get cursed. And then they get exiled.
Yes. And the reason why he killed them, I don't know if that's told now or later, was because the Imnata are this very secret society. If you find out about the Imnata kill you. Mm-hmm. And so these people at this home, I guess, saw him.
Found out about
shape-shifting,
him. So he had to kill them all?
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually immediately have a line that I hated.
Okay. I have my cheesiest line. It hasn't come yet.
But. I don't know if this is the cheesiest one. I think that there was other ones, but the guys are like chilling and they're just talking about Bianca because they saw her at the funeral. Uh-huh. And one of them says, she throws men into a quake with one glance from those alluring blue eyes. And I was like, men don't talk like that. Even like whatever 1910 times, whatever time period they're in. No man has ever said that a woman makes men quake with her alluring blue eyes.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it just, I guess I had to write it down because I was so offended by it.
Was this right in chapter one too? Like,
I mean, yeah, it is in chapter
one. Good start. The other thing too is that everyone thinks Bianca killed Adam.
Yeah, because they think they were together.
Yeah, they think they were lovers.
Which, I don't know why you would kill someone if you're lovers.
I don't know. I don't remember if there was, like, a reason specifically, like, what happened, but they think she's the murderer.
And then we are also introduced to the villain. You know, we'll just add, let's just throw some more names at you in this first chapter, because it's not enough. Our main villain is Renata, who is a Fae blood female.
Yeah.
And she hates the Imnata.
Yeah.
And they killed her father when they went and murdered everyone.
Yes, her father was one of the people. Yeah. And her father was one who put the curse on them.
Yes, yes. So she, we're introduced with her, and she's like having sex with her husband, who she doesn't like.
No, she hates her husband.
And then we're also introduced to Alonzo, who they describe him as her milk sibling.
I assumed it was her cousin.
I'm really hoping it's not her brother.
That's funny that I just, in my head, put, that's cousin.
Milk sibling, cousin. Same.
And the reason why we really hope he's not her brother is because they have sex all the time.
Yeah, so she's like thinking about how hot Alonzo is while she's fucking her husband and also thinking about, I'm gonna kill these guys. And so she can like read people's minds or like go in their minds and kind of control them a bit, like she does it to her husband. Yeah, we find out she killed Adam, and she orders Alonzo to go watch Bianca.
Yeah,
because reasons.
Why? Because she thinks that Bianca will, the shapeshifters will reach out to Bianca.
Yeah, reasons.
Doesn't make sense. Why would they do that? I don't know. But okay, here we go.
They do that, so Renata's just very smart, actually. So Mac immediately goes to see Bianca. Yeah, so this suitor comes to see her and, like, tries to assault her.
Right away. It's not funny, but I was like, really?
Yeah.
Like, and this is what I find, I would said that to myself a lot. Why is this happening? The book would be exactly the same whether this happened or not. Don't include it.
So she throws a flower vase at this suitor. I think it's to show, like, she's feisty.
But, yeah. We find that out anyways. We didn't need to know it through this. And who cares?
She's like, I can handle myself. And he's like, no, you can. He rescues her.
He as in Mac rescues her.
Yeah. And then...
Not the rapist.
Not the rapist. We should mention.
Well, in my head, I was thinking, oh, what you could be inferring is, like, she is telling the rapist, I can handle myself. I don't need no man. And he's like, yeah, you do.
Yeah. That's, okay, I said that badly, obviously. Your way was way better.
And so Mac rescues her.
Yeah. And then we learn about Lawrence, her abusive husband. Yes. Ex-husband.
Ex-dead husband. Yeah. And in this chapter, I said, I think she killed her husband.
Interesting prediction. I wonder if that'll be a thing. That he has green gold eyes.
I didn't care what he looked like. I didn't. This is the first time I didn't write anything about his appearance. So
that's your job.
I know.
But... How will I know how he smells?
I actually might have mentioned that. We'll find out. I would if there was a smell, I would have put it down.
Thank God. At this point, she like randomly is like, my dad was a botanist. And I was like, what a weird, like, just jam that exposition in for, like, no reason. Like, there's a lot of jammed exposition into this, mm-hmm. which, admittedly, there's a lot going on, so maybe she had to.
But, like later on, it's useful that her dad's a botanist. But they could have just been like, oh, my dad's a botanist at that moment.
It just, yeah, it's just, like, when you jam my dad's a botanist in the first, like, two chapters, and then, like, it shows up later, and you're like, oh, that's why you told me. But it's, like... It just feels like extraneous information. Yes. I don't know. Yeah, so she's American. Mac is short for Cormac. He reveals he has daddy issues. Because he, like, talks about, like, that he got mad with his father. See, and that was more, like, just jammed in exposition where he's like, yeah, my dad and I didn't get along. He didn't want me to... I went off to the military.
He didn't want me to go. His mom died. His dad didn't, like, support him when he's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, his dad didn't support him when he was exiled. No one supported him when he was exiled and cursed.
Yeah.
Except for the others who were also exiled and cursed.
Oh, I wrote a line that I liked.
Okay.
Actually. They talk about Adam's murder. And then he's like, are you sure that the sun was down when you saw him? Because, like, he's trying to figure out, like, if Adam was cursed at this point.
Yes.
Which he wasn't. He had figured out how to deal with the curse. And so she goes, the sun was down when Adam arrived. It was dark when he left. The night usually is. And I just, like, it made me laugh when I read it. And so I think overall Bianca is my favorite character in this book that I didn't like. But, like, she was okay.
Okay.
I won't fault her specifically. I wrote, Adam found a way to break the curse. He's really, really excited, but like Adam's dead, bruh. Oh, notes. Chapter 3, Bianca killed her husband.
Yeah, I was like, you could have held out a little longer. Like, you've given us this indication. This is like, you know, it just feels like writing 101.
Yeah.
You're trying to get us to figure out, did she or didn't she? She did. She has a friend. Call her a friend. She has no other friends that are mentioned in the book, so.
Thank you. That's great. Her name's Sarah, in case anyone cares, but. Yeah, and so they talk about how Bianca's afraid of ending up in a loveless marriage. You know, as friends do when they're just just chatting.
I didn't even, like, write any of this. I'm like, well, no. Like, it feels like it was so unimportant. Like, it didn't even matter. I don't even remember this, but keep going.
She's being accused of killing Adam.
I wrote that.
The theater's like, it's time for you to take a vacation because you're too scandalous.
Yes. And I wrote, I'm not interested at this point and can't stay awake.
Mac is a panther, thinks about clan stuff. His ex-wife left him for being a freak. He was like stalking or something as a panther. And he growls, and then, like, someone looks at him, and then he's like, oh, I'm losing my sneaky edge. And I was like, you just growled. Don't do that, you idiot.
I don't even remember any of this. Keep going.
Okay. Oh, frick frack. She gets trailed by a guy, and then the panther gets attacked by dogs. And he tells her to run, like, telepathically because he's a panther and he can telepath.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she sees this massive panther in the middle of London. She's like, wow, I guess I'm crazy.
I really don't remember this.
I don't think he actually gets attacked by dogs. I think they just smell him and bark. And then he's like, run. And then she goes.
Okay.
And then she, like, is looking out the window at him or something.
Oh, man. Okay.
And she finds Adam's journal.
Okay. In her purse or something, right? Like, yeah. Like, he hid it at her house.
Yeah. And there's a picture of a guy, and she's like, that's Adam's lover. Because she thought Adam was gay. We'll get to that, but it's just, I was like, it's so funny that she, like, looks and she's like, that's his lover. And then we just switch back to Mac's perspective, and he's like, yo, I remember Adam having a journal. Because writing, right? Like, so yeah, then they go to Adam's house, and she's all like, Adam was so gay. And
did she tell Mac that? And he's surprised, right? He's
like, I don't think she's told him yet.
But she does eventually, and he's like, oh, no.
He wasn't. It was because she saw him, like, shape-shifting, and so she, like, saw him just naked with another man there, and was like, guess he's gay. So they're at Adam's house, and these three dudes show up, and then they get away, and then I just randomly have a description of him in here.
Okay, we'll find out what he
Long,
looks like.
Straight nose, strong jaw, stubborn mouth.
What's rimmed, a stubborn mouth?
Rimmed in bitterness.
So attractive.
Ready for another character introduction?
I don't know who else is coming.
Do you feel like we could use some more characters in this?
Who is it?
It's Jory Wallace.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about, like, they mentioned him again, and I was like, who's that again? I really, like, too many names, too many people. Mm-hmm. But yes, Jory.
He's married, he's outcast, he's exiled as well, and married. To someone who's not a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I don't really understand how that's possible, because as soon as you find out about shapeshifters, you have to die. So why didn't they, like, exile him and kill his wife?
I don't know. They were like, oh, it's fine. They're married. She won't tell. Or they're like, he's keeping it a secret from her. I'm sure she doesn't know.
She knows. Spoiler.
And he's a Lynx, too, I think. Because his son is a Lynx. Yeah. I think I thought he was a bear for a while.
Someone's a bear. Wasn't someone a bear?
I think he's a lynx.
Okay.
He might be a bear. Or a lynx. Mac tells Bianca that... Because Jory is the guy that she thinks Adam was gay with.
Yeah.
And then Mac is like, oh, they weren't lovers. We're good. And then Bianca's like, no, I'm pretty sure they were. At this point, Mac realizes that Adam didn't have a thing with Bianca, like, they weren't actually together, because Bianca thought he was gay.
Yes.
They were just friends. So then, and then she goes to patch him up because he was shot when they had the altercation with three dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have just one note in the middle of this that's just, Renata has to prove they exist because she loves her dad and is jealous of her mom.
I don't even remember the mom stuff.
I don't think it's relevant.
I wrote about Renata. Okay. Why do they have to keep having sex with each other? Why? Why couldn't they just be two people trying to kill the Renata? Like, why did the author decide?
Every time Renata shows up, she will be having sex.
Yes. With her cousin, or her milk brother, or whatever he is.
Milk sibling.
And it's, like, completely pointless. Who cares if they're in love with, like, that didn't add to the story. Also, having Renata in the story was worse than not having her in the story. Having us not know who the murderer is would have made it more interesting. They gave it away immediately. It's like mystery 101. Don't tell us who the murderer is. Let that be the reveal. Oh, it's the woman whose father you murdered? Wow, but no. Instead, we find it out right away and then just have to listen to her have sex with her cousin for 438 pages.
Yeah, sir, that's a really good part.
Also, in this part, in this chapter of things that happen, Bianca drugs Max.
I just got to that note. Yeah, so Bianca drugs him. And I was like, oh, I was like, you can't do that.
Because she wants him to, like, rest. And yeah. He's like, I want to go home. And he has a good reason to want to go home. He's going to shapeshift.
She drugs his drink and then he shifts and he almost gets caught, but he doesn't. And then he mentions being allergic to silver, you know, when he just, like, randomly says things that are going to be relevant later.
I'm impressed you caught all these, because they are, and I just didn't care.
Yeah. Yeah, so he tells David, who, as we recall, is maybe the eagle, that they need to look after Bianca.
So David goes to watch her.
Yeah. And then she gets a book on the Imnata.
Okay, wait. There's something that happens in the morning. Like, she goes to get the book on the Imnata. But before she does that, she, like, wakes up and she's like, I'm going to go check on Mac. And he's gone. And she's like, I guess that's it. I guess, like, nothing's going to happen between us. And I was like, yeah, no shit, dummy. You drugged him.
Like, actually, I think it was when she drugged him that I was like, heck, we have to do this book.
She's like, I guess that's goodbye. Yeah. I'm like, yeah! He shouldn't come back! You drugged him! It's it. I said,
Red Flags 101.
But I also was like, but of course he's coming back. Like,
yeah, obviously.
Like, he was drugged, but he doesn't care!
Yeah, who cares? She's so hot. She's got those blue eyes.
Okay, so now she goes to find out this, read this book about the Imnata.
Yeah. So, this guy is her friend's husband.
Yes.
And so he's like, I'm going to tell you about the Imnata. He's like, I don't really know how to start it. And then launches into this insane, weird, like, convoluted tale of the Imnata.
And the Fae
Bloods. Sounds, like, perfectly rehearsed. And I was like, why did you? It was like when the guy's like, oh, I don't know how to play very good. And then just, like, fucking rocks it.
And she, like, goes into fantasy land.
Yeah, she, like, dreams the battle, and it's because he's, like, sort of Fae Blood, and so he, like, makes her see it.
Yes, and then she's like, I'm sorry, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
So stupid.
During your dumb story. Actually, after this story part, I wrote a note that's just, for some reason, I almost like the writing, but also don't. It was weird because, like, the prose is very clean, very well written, like, it should be a story I like. I just felt nothing the whole time. And yes. I think that's what bothered me.
And I caught, like, I wrote multiple times, so much is going on. Like, this is, like, a world
there's
she's
so
built.
Much compelling.
But nothing captured me.
Yeah. I think it's, like, that lack of mystery, maybe. Like, because, like, there's too much, like, here's what's happened. I don't know. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Why it was not compelling. Yeah, so then David says the old man that Bianca just had story time with is a Fae Blood.
Yes.
And then they're like, Bianca has betrayed us.
Yes. I also, one of the comments I made that I did not like, I didn't write the quote exactly, but in this scene, David's like, oh, are you marking your territory? Is Bianca? And I was like, no. And I did not like how they talked about Bianca. It was like very...
Property-ish.
Yeah. And I was like, is this, like, they did this a couple times where it was like animal, like...
marking yeah like
and I was like, is she purposely doing this because they're shapeshifters, so it's like, haha, like, animals do mark their territory, but, like, they're humans and it's not appropriate. And I didn't like it. Also, in this moment, Mac says Bianca is the reason, is the key to breaking the curse, and I was like, why?
She's not.
Why would she be? She, like, didn't even know that Adam was a shapeshifter. Like, there's no reason why
she... to think that, yeah.
But then I was like, of course she will be. Like, she's gonna be, which is so stupid.
Yeah!
Because, like, why would she be? She has no skills in this area.
Yeah. Yeah. So then he walks into the garden, because, like, they've established that Bianca and Adam were friends, and he's like, you betrayed Adam. And then he kisses her?
Yeah, it was confusing.
There's literally a line. I wrote this. I don't know if... I was just, like, highlighting that somehow the author knew that this was absurd. was just letting it happen anyway. He had he completely lost his mind, he'd come to confront her and ended up with his tongue down her throat. And then it rains and they get wet and make out.
Of course they do.
And then a guy throws a net on him. Sorry. Oh, I'm like running through my notes and it's like they're wet, they make out in the rain, and then a guy throws a net on him. And he's a fey blood and he gets caught.
This is only chapter 7, and there are a lot of chapters.
This is chapter 8 now, okay. Actually. Sorry. Okay. Important. It's important that you know this, right? Renata, you know, we flash to Renata, and she's all mad that she has, like, to go do aristocrat stuff instead of watching Alonso kill Mac. And I'm like, why don't you just blow it off? Like, who cares? But she's like, I have to maintain the ruse that I am this guy's wife.
But why? Her only goal is to kill them.
Yeah, I know. It's weird that she's like, this is higher priority, though.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Mac and Bianca have been taken, and they're tied together in a basement.
Mac, still with the silver net on him.
Yeah. And she has claustrophobia issues because of her ex, who, like, we find out at this point, like, her abusive husband was, like, really abusive. But, yeah, she gets out somehow.
I don't know how.
And he tells her to go get St. Ledger and De Courcy, the two other guys. And then he goes panther mode. She still hasn't
seen. She hasn't seen because she's already left.
Yeah. She still doesn't.
I have a comment, though, about this whole panther mode thing. Because, like, he's now falling in love with her, I guess. And he's like, but she'll be repulsed by me. I'm so disgusting. And I wrote, why? Why is it disgusting? I like
that. Because he has issues from his other wife being like, you're a freak.
I guess that's what it is, because I was just like, it's not that repulsive. Like, it's kind of cool.
I know.
Turn into an animal at night.
I know. It's not really repulsive.
And I was like, is this a cultural thing where today we're like, shapeshifters, vampires, ooh, so sexy. And like, she went the other route, which was like, shapeshifters, ugh, so gross. I was like, he's a panther. You can pet a panther every day.
It's so exciting. I know. It's like pretty cool. Yes, then she ends up going back for him.
Because she's like, I can't leave him.
And then the panther talks inside her head.
And she's like, the panther's Mac. And she's not repulsed. She's confused.
And then the cellar door is just unlocked.
Because they're tied up. It doesn't need to be locked. Come on.
Yeah, but like, it seems like not that much work for one extra precaution. And Bianca kills a man again.
She kills Alonso.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
With a poker, a fire poker. Because they're, like, fighting. I didn't even write that they're fighting. I just wrote Bianca kills someone.
I didn't write that she did it all. I just remember.
Yeah. And see, I literally wrote, I'm like, I kind of like Bianca. It's just the men that do nothing for me in this. And I don't know if it's, yeah.
Even Alonso didn't need to be a character. We could have had just Renata.
Attacking and being.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, she's just. So then Mac shivers naked and beat up in the corner.
Do you know what chapter you're on?
Sorry, that was 10.
Okay, I'm like, I wrote nothing about these chapters, so I'm like ahead and I like want to share things, but I don't know if I...
Yeah.
So I'll wait.
Okay, so they go to see David, argue about whether to tell the clan about Renata, because now they're like, someone knows about us. And then Bianca wants answers. Yeah, they go to Jory, and then his wife threatens Mac with an axe, because she's like, get out of here. Oh, and then there's this whole side plot where Jory is like, there's people in the clan that want to revolt.
Why did they have this side plot? This drove me crazy.
To set it up for the next stuff. Ugh,
I guess so. But you don't even need it. Or at least not so much. Just like, be like, oh, there's rumblings with rebellions happening in the clans, and that's it. And the next book, there can be about the rebellions of the clans. But they, like, really made us learn so much about the stupid clans and the stupid words and the Oceane and the Gathering and the la 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 la.
Yeah. And then Bianca looks at the happy little farm and is sad that she will never have a happy farm. And Max, like, I can't go back to my dad's farm. And then they talk and they kiss. And she's like, I can't open my heart to you.
And then Max, like, I guess she's not into me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really struggle with this, too, like, line of romance in a book. It's just, like, the cop-out or the easy way out. Like, they're trying to create a delay in the romance, and they're doing it by making them be, like,
and it just
uncommunicative.
Yes. And it's also, like, it's just, I have issues, and that's why we can't be together.
Yes, and I was, like...
But, like, the thing is, when you make, like, the issues something as significant as, like, intense spousal abuse, yes, and, like, I murdered someone.
Yes.
And then it just gets resolved easily.
Yes.
That's just, like...
Yes.
It doesn't work, and then yes, you just end up with...
Yes. I was like, this is too big. Her issue should have just been that he was a panther.
She's like, what if we have sex and he turns into a panther? That's just too scary.
Like, that would have been a normal level of her having a problem and learning to deal with it.
Yeah, that's a thing you could overcome over the course of, like, a couple days.
Because that's how fast they overcome this.
But severe spousal abuse, just, like, I don't know.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, no, but she's mostly over it. But not really, sometimes.
Clearly not.
And she, like, just had this insane re-traumatic experience, yes, where she got kidnapped. But it's just, like, fine.
Yeah.
Then Bianca thinks about all the men she's murdered. That's the other thing. She just killed a man. And, like, he's like, why doesn't she like me? So she cries on the panther.
Yeah, I really hated that. I, like, she's, like, super vulnerable and, like, sobbing and, like, this is terrible all my life. And he's just a panther. I just, like, imagined it. And I was like, it's so stupid.
And then this is my worst line, actually. All right. Can you change back? I need arms around me. And he's like, I can't. And it's supposed to be, like, this, like, sad thing. And I was just like, oh. Yeah, and then she has a nightmare about her husband logging her in the cellar.
Yeah, all I wrote about this one is, like, because when he changes, he becomes naked, I guess.
Yeah.
Where do his clothes go? Do they just rip off? Like, do they break off every day? How many clothes does he have?
Maybe he takes them off beforehand in preparation.
So anyways, she's having this nightmare. She wakes up and he's just naked. I'm trying to soothe her.
She looks at him and... his dick moves in response to being looked at.
And I was like, this is, even if you're into this guy and you're like, I don't know, okay, would you rather be comforted by naked Alex or clothed Alex when you're having a hard day?
Oh no, of both. Like, I literally wrote, I don't know if he has clothes on, and I guess he didn't.
I don't know. I think it was implied as well, but I concluded through the whatever was implied that he was naked, and I was like, this is why. Why does he be naked? Why didn't, like, he's changed back. Why didn't he put clothes on? Like, they haven't done anything intimate, really, at this point.
Yeah, it's weird.
Why wouldn't you be clothed with this woman you're trying to pursue? It's not normal. Don't just be naked with her right away.
And then he comes on to her.
Okay. My worst line, it could have been now. I don't really know when it is, but it's earlier on when they're, like, beginning to court, and it is. He tried shaking himself free of the growing, tightening images. I just hate when they talk about his groin in this movie, or book. And they talk about it so often. So often. His erection, his groin. I don't know. Did they ever call it his manhood?
I think I would have noted it if they did. I don't know.
And I hated it. Every time. Ugh.
Yeah, so he, like, comes on to her, and then, like, her abusive ex-husband's voice in her head calls her slurs. And then they bang. And then Alonzo tells Renata they escaped. So Alonzo didn't die.
Yeah, we find out. They don't know yet.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Again, would have been more interesting for us to not know Alonzo was alive, and that Alonzo would reappear in front of her, and she'd be like, no! But no.
No.
We don't get that, because we know he's alive already. No surprises for us!
So she, like, by the way, they're at Jory's farm, I guess.
You already said that, but sure. They're still there. They're going to be there for a while.
Yeah. So she talks to his kids and thinks about babies, and then talks to Mac. And then they try to decipher Adam's journal. And then they ask Bianca, because she's a botanist. Do I talk about this? Their son, Jamie, is running around as a lynx in the night.
Yeah, I wrote about this. Why is it surprising that he is a shapeshifter? They're like, it's impossible. A shapeshifter can't have a shapeshifter child. Apparently, there's some kind of like marking ritual. And once you're marked, you can now begin shapeshifting. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. Clearly, it's genetic. Just common science. Come on. Didn't you go to school, Mac?
I think they, like, the thing is, in the clan, you only ever had you babies with the people in the clan. And so then they were like, if you have babies with a human, maybe it won't be a shapeshifter. I mean, it is stupid.
Whatever. It was stupid. Also, I wrote down what he smells like.
Thank God. Thank goodness.
I got really excited. And I was like, yes. Good. Okay.
What is he smelling?
He smells of spicy wood. The next one's better. Field. He smells like field. Which is just grass and dirt.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's good. I didn't practice you smell it. Oh my God, I can't believe how often they talk about what they smell like. Okay. I just read my notes. I wrote, tries to sleep with her, but she has Lawrence flashbacks. And then I wrote, cowgirl cures PTSD. Because I guess she gets on top. And then she's like, I'm fine to have sex now.
Because she was in control.
Yeah.
So. I wrote about this. They both keep saying in their heads that we get to read, we'll never be together. And he is like, because we're like not allowed, like because of
the clan stuff. Yeah.
And she, I don't know why, she keeps saying it. Like, she doesn't know the rules. You can be together. Nothing's stopping you. But I also wrote in terms of the sex, if he knows this, why does he keep ejaculating inside of her?
Yeah, do they, like, have any discussions about birth control?
No. Yeah. But, like, he's like, we'll never be together, but I'm going to have sex with her, and I'm going to ejaculate inside her, and hopefully she doesn't get pregnant. So stupid.
And then they talk about Jamie joining the rebels because, you know, we're worried about Jory's son joining the rebels. And then Bianca wants to go to London to get a plant because she read about it in Adam's journal to cure the curse. And then Renata uses a disc to mind meld with Mac and gets horny from it. Reading my notes is a freaking roller coaster. Do you remember this part?
I remember her mind melding. I don't remember the horniness. He
was horny, and then Renata gets horny because she's in his horny.
I remember him being horny because like he's with Bianca, and then like he's gonna shapeshift soon though. So they're like trying to do nothing, and just he's like trying to like, go away, Bianca, leave me be, and she's like, I want to be with you while you shift, and he's like, no, and then Renata mind melds, and then he's in pain, and so she stays with him.
So sharp, it dampens my loins and fires my need.
His loins. That's another
I think
one
that
of
was
those.
Her. I
oh,
think
her
that was
loins.
Oh. I don't think his loins get damp.
I was only listening to the word loins.
And then Alonso comes in and just kills her husband or something.
Yeah, it was maybe implied in a previous chapter because what I wrote was, I think Renata had her cousin kill her husband because he caught the two of them. I think, like, there was a previous sex scene where the old ugly man saw the two of them.
Okay.
And so she was like, Alonso, you gotta kill him because
okay,
because
I was like, it's so weird because, like, I was like, why can't she just mind meld to make him not know? And then also I was like, you've spent so much time and energy being a good wife to him. Why are you just killing him?
Yeah. She said something about how being with him helped her find the Amnada because he had money and power, I guess. But now I guess she decided she'd been with him long enough that when he died, she'd just get his money and power and not have to have sex with him anymore.
But why didn't she just do that at the beginning? It's been like 4 days. Like, Bianca goes to London without telling him, and then Mac argues with Jamie.
Yeah.
Who is a little shit. I don't know why I wrote that.
The fact that she went to London without him was so stupid to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's like, I don't want him to go. It's too dangerous. And I was like, obviously he's going to come after you. So, like, she goes, and then the next day he went.
They should just communicate it and...
Yeah,
and
gone together.
Yeah.
So stupid. I also wrote, I found in this area of the book, we found out Mac is only 28 years old. And I was like, whoa, that feels really... I was sure he was in his 30s.
Okay, and I felt like they were too, just because, like, I felt like they'd been in the military a really long time.
Yeah.
But... I also was like, maybe they're, like, really ancient beings. I couldn't tell. I had no concept of how old they were.
Well, they were... He was only 28.
Wow. That's... Wow. That makes... Did we know how old she was?
I don't know. Okay. If I wrote it... We'll see if I wrote it down, but yeah. I wrote him down.
I like that we have, like got assigned things that we, like, pay attention to. Like, you smells and ages, and I pay attention to names. And so then Mac goes to see... I wrote Sebastian.
Yeah, that's...
The Fae-blood guy?
Yeah, his name. I said, I trusted him. I was like, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's fine.
And then we were right.
Yeah, and then he talks to Gray, because Gray trusts Sebastian, but Mac doesn't. They argue, and then Mac is like, I only like Bianca for her botany. And she overhears this and wholeheartedly believes it.
So stupid.
You know, that's not like a direct quote. He's not like, she's only worth her botany to me.
But yes, that whole scene, I was like, Bianca, why would you... He's talking to a man he doesn't trust.
Yeah.
So why would you believe that what he's saying to the man he doesn't trust is the truth?
The whole heart, yeah.
So dumb. Gosh, everything. Also in this scene, the fact that Gray showed up, I was like, oh, gosh, who are you? Yeah. I did not know. I was like, is this one of the rebels? Is this one of the army men? I had no clue. I'm like, I hate this book. And clearly he was important, but I was like, who are you? He has been mentioned for like 15 chapters.
So, okay, well, hold on. So she's like still thinking, and she's like, oh, he only wanted me for my botany. And then she's like, he'd probably abuse me anyway. And then she's like, I'm going to break up with him. And then Heath has this thought in his head. He wanted to shake her till her teeth rattled, knock her over the head. And I was like, why would you put this line in that that's a thought he has? Yeah. Now I don't think they should be together.
I didn't catch that line.
It's a red flag line.
That's a big red flag line.
And it's because he's frustrated that she's leaving. And it's like, okay, it's fine that he's not acting on it. But at the same time, it's concerning that he has this thought.
My only other comment about that breaking up stuff was like, girl, look at his actions. He was so worried about you dying, he came after you.
Yeah.
But it was just for the botany. She better not die, otherwise I'll never find my plant.
Yeah, and Bianca's singular friend tells her she's also a magic person.
Yes. My comment, so like, the singular friend tells Mac, I'm going to talk to Bianca for you. And so then this friend was like, let's go have a chat. And Bianca's like, I don't want to talk to her about Mac. And then the friend says, I have plum cakes. And then Bianca says, okay. I'm like, if you don't want to talk, don't be tempted by plum cakes. Just say no. Eat them later. Go to the kitchen and get them from the fridge. Like, no. Why did they have to include that? Just go talk to the friend. There needs to be no, I don't want to talk to her about Mac. Oh, no. But plum cakes, that will entice me. So then they go and talk about Mac. And Sarah, the friend, reveals.
She's magic.
Yeah.
And then they talk about Renata, I think. Because the guy who cursed them wrote books on the Imnata. And then Renata talks about getting Bianca while she's fucking Alonzo. Because every single scene with Renata in it, she has to be, like, there has to be a dick inside her. I don't know. It's really weird.
So stupid. I just hated all of it. Okay, keep going.
Gray comes to V of the Revolution. Like, I don't know what was happening here.
He tries to... Because they find out that Gray is working with the Fae blood that is...
Yeah, for the Revolution.
Yeah. And now Mac is like, what should I do? And I was like, obviously join the revolution. The Imnata are dumb. Like, they're dying out. They exile people for dumb reasons.
Yeah, they don't like you. Like,
they don't like you.
Be against them.
Yeah.
And then he thinks about joining Gray, and he's like, but then I would lose my chance of returning home. And it's like, you don't even like your dad.
Yeah. But I also did, the thing I said was, I don't know what it's like to go against everything I've ever known.
True.
So I was like, maybe I just can't empathize with that. And then he and others, I think Jory, I can't remember who, comment about how losing your clan is like losing your soul. Yeah. And I also don't know what it's like to lose
your
clan or my soul. So I was like, maybe it's just because, but maybe they should have made it something easier for us to empathize with, because it seems like an obvious choice to the reader what he should do. And he seems to really be struggling. We should have given something good.
Yeah.
About like some reason why he would actually want to go back, so that we would be like, man, what should he do?
Yeah, but it really, like, it's like he doesn't like them, and then he's like, but what if I want to like them one day?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, so him and Bianca are fighting, and then he finds her, buys her a flower, and then they're friends again.
They also do another one of those expositions, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
He mentions that there's one night a year where they are especially vulnerable.
You know, things you just casually talk about.
Come on!
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the night that he's going to be captured again.
Now, actually, here's something that they introduced that, like, came out of freaking nowhere. Mr. Ringrose and his weird shop. Like, this whole thing was just, like, bananas. And it was like, why are you... How... It felt like a different book. I don't know. It was very weird. So they go to this weird magic shop, and he has a big crow, and I was like, why is it a big crow and not a raven? But it's just a very large crow. And then she gets a headache from the magic, and they don't have the aquamentis. That's the plant they're looking for.
Yeah.
And Bianca goes to get her gun that she owns, and then her and Mac make up. This is like all over the place. I really should have written this better, but I think it's just weird and chaotic at this point.
Yeah, that's basically what's happening.
Yeah.
I wrote in this, like, they declare their love for each other, and Bianca risks it all by telling him, and then there's a comment. Like, they write, and I think it's, again, like, her kind of making it funny, even though they've resolved nothing, and I, like, laughed out loud at this, because they list all of their problems, and it's has a murderer after him. He's been exiled from his home and life. He has a magic curse on him, and all of his friends are also cursed. And Bianca may not be able to return to the theater.
Very important thing. By the way, guys, if you were worried about Bianca's acting career, it's on hold, and she might not be able to act anymore, which would be really distressing, obviously.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah!
That's her problem? What about all of her ex-trauma?
The PTSD's mostly gone. They're, like, making up now. She did Cowgirl, so she's all better.
But she might not act ever again.
Yeah. He calls her the name of this flower while they're banging, and then...
She realizes, you've spoken the Ibnata language.
I thought it was, like, Scottish, but...
No, it was their language.
Alrighty, great.
Which made her realize the plant is not Agwim blah blah blah. It's not a word.
Yeah. And then we're on chapter 22. Mac has decided Bianca is his property. So it's actually Ogminthris.
Yes. I also didn't... Comparing the two words on paper, they look nothing alike.
It's in script. You wouldn't... It's too complicated. I, too, was, like, thinking to myself, I'm like, how did that look like...
Argument?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Why wouldn't it just look like that word? And then you'd be like, oh, it's Ibnata.
Especially, like, is this the first Ibnata word he's ever written in this journal? Like...
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that happens in chapter 22, and I don't know why. So much happens. They return back to where they're staying, which is her friend's house. And they're now just, like, you know, falling back in love. And Sarah smells the delicious contentment curling off Bianca like smoke.
Yum. yummy smell.
And I was like, is this a metaphor or like
does she actually
smell like sex?
And her friend's like, mmm.
It was so weird.
Yeah, coming into chapter 23, I wrote 40 more pages. I was getting really excited.
I was getting excited at 70. At 70, I was like, you're finishing this tonight!
Bianca goes to see Crow Man.
She's so stupid.
It's a trap.
So stupid. A note showed up and she's like, and they never tell us what the note is. What convinced her? What was in the note to convince her to go to this guy's sketchy store? It was a trap.
So Mac goes and then he hurts the bird. And I wrote, is it a trap for him? It is a trap for him.
I wrote, so like, it's a trap. And he's like, Bianca, where are you? And Bianca like slowly walks out and she's like, hello, here I am. And then, like, she's, like, being held hostage. And she says it so calmly. She says, I quote, Mac, you saw my note. She said, the French toad holds a gun to her. Like, why would you say that? You're like, I'm gonna die. You found my note, Mac? Oh, good. And you showed up. Ta-da!
Welcome to the trap that was laid out for both of us. The derpiest trap.
And guess what? The trap was set on Mordorth, which is the day of the year that they're most vulnerable.
No, how could it be?
I hated that the day it was called Mordorth. Why couldn't it have just been like, and I changed it in my head to winter solstice because it talked about how it's the longest night of the year. And I was like, that's winter solstice, not Mordor. Why does it have to be called Mordor?
Every time you say Mordor, it's like funnier to me. My next note, he swords Alonzo, then Renato makes Bianca shoot him.
I said, why? Feels unnecessary. Why? Why don't you just shoot him yourself?
So Bianca's locked in her room.
Oh, yeah. And also, and she's terrified that Mac thinks she betrayed him. Yeah. And I was like, clearly not. If I was Mac, my first thought would be, the magic lady who wants me dead forced my old girlfriend to do it.
Yeah, I don't think she did it just, like, out of her own heart, like, I want to kill him.
And she's so worried. She's like, Mac thinks I've betrayed him.
And then she's like really relieved that she... Sorry, do you need to cough?
I'm good.
And then for some reason, Mac wasn't killed by being shot.
He was just injured. And they've been torturing him for hours trying to figure out who the other... Yeah. Nada are, blah, blah.
I wrote, the prose is excellent, the story is lifeless. Like, he's being tortured, and I did not care. I was like, get through it. Like, let's get to the end.
I know. I also said, why didn't Mac ever tell Bianca about Mordor? He's like, hey, girl, by the way, I'm really weak on this day. And he's extra weak because what happens on Mordor is that they can't shapeshift.
Yeah.
But... because of the curse, like, the natural world is trying to keep him from not shifting, and the curse is trying to keep him from shifting.
I'm really glad you're explaining this, because I just wrote, it's the new moon or something.
So he's, like, in agony, because the curse is trying to force him, and but the fact it's Mordorth is keeping him human.
But Mordorth won't let him.
And I was like, dude, you should have told your girlfriend, like, by the way... the Fae know about Mordorth, and so we should be extra careful on this day.
Yeah, so if we receive weird notes that seem like they're definitely traps, we shouldn't do them. And then Badb, the crow.
Why? Why? I was like, another character! Stop with the characters!
Rescues Bianca randomly.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and then she says some weird stuff and sends Bianca to rescue Mac. And Badb, the crow, like... puts this, like, protective spell on her and is...
So that she can't be controlled by Renata.
Yeah. And then, so she rescues Mac, and then he's like, okay, I'm gonna fight now. And I'm like, are you insanely weak right now?
And then he gets really strong. He's like, the adrenaline's in! And I was like, why?
Why?
You know where they live. Why don't you just come back with Yeah. Gray and DeCourcy.
Yeah.
And, like, Sebastian, the fey guy.
Yeah, you could just fucking stomp Renata, but no.
No. Instead, you're going to fight her extremely in pain.
Renata goes into Bianca's mind. And Bianca has the gun, right? So Bianca's got the gun. Renata goes into her mind. And Renata orders her. She's like, end this. And Bianca just shoots Renata. And yeah. I was like, you idiot, why didn't you say shoot him? You gotta give better instructions.
Yeah, I wrote about this. This whole climax was 2 pages long. This battle, this is what we've been waiting for. The end of the murder. 2 pages. Mm-hmm. It's over.
Shoots Renata. It's over.
It was so over. It was so bad.
No. On the one hand, they gave Bianca some agency. Like, she killed the person. See, I don't think, like, they did an okay job with Bianca. The boys are just suck. They just are not that good. They're just not hot for some reason. I don't understand why they're not hot. So yeah, Bianca wakes up with her friend and her husband. Did we mention that the guy, the Feyblood dude that they randomly hang out with sometimes is the husband of
her friend? We did, I think friend. So. We said okay. Sarah's husband. I don't remember if we connected the dots that he was a
Sarah Feyblood. And Sebastian. They're
married.
Yeah.
And they're both magicians.
Yeah. You mean Feybloods? Mac is alive.
Bianca's alive. Also, Bianca's been unconscious for a week, even though nothing happened to her. Like, she wasn't injured. Like, she didn't get hurt. But she's been out for a week. And Mac is gone. But she trusts he'll return.
Yeah, and then the girl, Badb, the crow, is all like, we have something that you seek.
Which is the plant.
Yeah. Badbut and Ringrose committed some crime, so they helped Adam, and now they want to help Mac, because they're trapped in the shop, except Badbut left.
They have to always go back. That's how she was able to teleport him back to the shop.
Oh.
They can, like, leave, but only for a certain time, and they have to return. They're not free. They're, like, tethered. And they gave Adam the plant with the, like, stipulation that he would free them, but then he was murdered. So now...
Now they give... the plant to them so that they can I wrote like next to nothing. I literally all I wrote was 3 months without a word to anyone. Later, Mac runs into Bianca at Jory's house.
This was why? Because like he's made the potion now and they happen to run into each other the day he's gonna drink it.
Three, and I was like, why did it take 3 months? They just gave you the plant you needed. What else were you doing?
Like, come on. I would have much rather the story have been that he drank the potion and then went to find her and was like, I'm cured. But no.
No, it just was weird coincidentally they ran into each other. And then I also was like, why can't she be with him when he's a panther?
Yes. I wrote, he's got too much pride. You really wouldn't let her love you if you couldn't break the curse? We've all got problems and she didn't seem that bothered by yours.
Yeah. And then my final note, God, it's over, finally over.
I wrote, they live happily ever after, at least for now, at least, because it's a sequel that I will never, ever, ever read.
Pretty much.
All right, let's rate this boy.
Okay, we're back to recording. Okay, Ryan and I just spent, I forgot to bring the notes of like where our
the list rankings.
Is at and our rankings. So we just spent literally forever trying to figure out how, like, what the rankings are. We forgot Jackson from Rush existed. We forgot that whole episode happened. And now we've got, so we're pretty sure Piero is number one. Mac is definitely nowhere near number one.
No.
He's not as good as Callum.
No.
Not as good as Will Grayson.
No.
Jonah was better.
Yeah.
Innkeeper beats him. I had feelings for Innkeeper. I felt nothing for Mac.
Yes.
Callias was a murderer. He was also a murderer. This is where things are getting fuzzy.
Yes, in our bottom men.
He wasn't actively abusive Travis.
Yes, but like start our way down. He was not actively abusive, so he's better than Travis.
Yeah, so he's above Travis, below Innkeeper.
Yes.
So in there we've got Callias, Jackson, and Chase.
Yes.
We can't remember where Jackson fell, where we ranked him, but... whatever.
Yeah. So some of his selling points compared to Chase. I'm comparing him to Chase in this moment.
He's older. Is he better than Jackson?
I mean, if we're basing it off on that, then yeah, he never tried to kill Bianca. He always tried to save her.
Mm-hmm. But he also was so prideful, and he's like on Chase. He's on Chase U level of just like
not good.
A man
qualities.
That existed,
yeah.
There,
and he didn't have like that thing at the end we just talked about, the pride. Like mm-hmm. he cared so much about
being a panther.
That he was basically willing to not be with the woman he loved. Mm-hmm.
Until he had dealt with the panther issue.
Yeah. Rather than, like, working with her through it. So I would say it would be Travis last. If we put Jackson second last, I think that What's-His-Bum is above that. But that he is below Chase.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
I just don't think Chase, from what I can remember, and it's been a long time now, didn't have as many negatives.
Yeah, he wasn't like.
He just, they're evil. Both boring, but.
Just, yeah. Callias just keeps getting higher just by.
Default.
Yeah. Mac Flannery entering the list at a solid number 8 out of 10. Only because he's not actively abusive.
He only thinks about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was Demon's Curse. This was a good episode. I'll admit that. It was really funny. There was a lot of laughing, a lot of ridiculousness.
Beware of Mordor. It'll come for you.
I hate that, like, hating a book almost guarantees a really good episode.
Yeah.
But, like, the books we love also are good episodes.
Yes.
It's just the ones that are, like, in the middle zone that don't, they're, eh.
Yes.
But.
But I would prefer that the books we hate just weren't so many pages.
Yeah. That might have been the issue with this one. Yeah, so coming up next is going to be Knights and Rodanthe. We know that because we've already recorded it.
It's one of our special episodes written by men writing men.
Yeah, written by men writing men. Nailed it.
Written by Nicholas Sparks, man writing a man.
Yeah. Boy, did he write a man. That's all for now, folks. Bye.
Bye-bye.